Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Vanaja Quintana. I'm calling regarding to report a problem on one of the transactions on my checking account.
Alrighty, may I start out by getting your zip code, please?
Yeah, it's 92027.
And I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Vanaja Quintana.
Could you spell your name for me, please?
Yeah, it's Vanaja. And the last name is Quintada.
Do you have an email address, ma'am?
Yeah, it's my first name dot last name at gmail.com.
Okay. The email that I believe they have associated with you, they have it spelled vannu.kay@gmail.com. Is that your email?
Yeah, that's mine too.
Okay.
It's like I did it. Okay.
And that's the way they have your name in the system.
Oh,
and
really?
For, yes, ma'am. Okay. For security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
Yeah, it's 2872 Oro Blanco Circle, mm-hmm. Escondido, California, 92027.
Yes, ma'am. That is the way they have your name spelled in the system. That's the reason it's hard to locate.
Oh, that's odd, really odd. Let me check my profile. On my profile, it shows as Vanaja Quintana, I think.
Okay. For security, mm-hmm. I did find an account located with you. I do see back on April the 13th that you entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And due to the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, it does inform you that you will be enrolled into a automatic monthly subscription to one of our meal planning apps. And I do see you enrolled into the one that is called Bite Hub. Now, we are running a special where I could have this reduced to $20 a month for you.
No, actually, I want to, I mean, and I don't want that subscription, actually, so.
All right,
you're not calling from Chase, is it?
Ma'am?
Hello?
Were you calling in reference to a $59.89 charge?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. That is due because you actually entered into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer. And by entering into that sweepstakes.
Yeah, but that one was when I entered into the sweepstakes, mm-hmm. It said like $10, but when I saw a charge of $60 here, I didn't want to go ahead with that actually.
Well, I can get you canceled out of that, ma'am. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. All righty. Ma'am, I've gotten you canceled out of that. You can't be mm-hmm. billed anything further on that account. Cancellation takes effect immediately. I do have a cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Yeah, so will I be refunded that $59.89?
Now, that is a valid charge in the system, but I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
Oh, no, I'd like to get a full refund on that, actually.
Well, ma'am, they did ding it valid in the system. Now, what I can do, I can do an employee discount and offer you up to 50% refund on that, which would be a refund of $29.95.
No, I think this was like a wrong charge, actually. They said $9.99 and they charged me $60. That's not fair. I mean, if you guys can
the
do
$9.99. That fee that you paid was actually for you to enter into the sweepstakes. There was a charge to enter into the sweepstakes. What you are being billed is because once you entered into the sweepstakes, you were actually enrolled into a monthly subscription to that meal planning app. Now, the most I can do or refund on that would be $44.92 of what you were billed. And that would be a 75% refund on that amount.
Okay.
Alrighty, and that will be refunded back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Alrighty. Yeah. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it. Thank
Alrighty.
You.
You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support. And you do have a great day, okay?
Well, sure. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.